Dyer's Daily.
Right. So after the millennium years, I decided to broaden it out a little bit because in the next sort of year or two, it became very samey on that show, extremely. So I found myself playing the same records or doing the same features with the same outcome. And so I was like, let's just expand it out and go 90s, noughties, and today. So basically the last sort of 10 to 15 years at that time. And that allowed me to do, you know, a little bit of 90s, a little bit of 2000s, where I could throw in perhaps a bit of Mika or, you know, something from the late 2000s. And then I could also expand out into the modern day. So if there was an artist that was doing something that was very kind of retro sounding that would fit alongside some of the more kind of commercial cuts, I could do that. And it also meant that I could just expand it out. It just made more sense. This is the pop show. Like, that made a lot more sense. It was a lot easier for me to say as well. And it's a show that sometimes I do pick up the mantle. I get all my idents out that I had made at the time, and I try to make an episode. And it almost became too easy to do. You fell into some traps. And I think that is the issue that I found with radio at this point, was I was starting to follow formulas, starting to get very samey on things, fell into exactly the same trap as the millennium years, playing the same tracks or the same ideas week in, week out. This show was a lot easier to syndicate across several stations, because it was a lot easier to explain what it was, a lot easier to deviate around. And of course, I could get unsigned artists as well, who were kind of the pop show artists of tomorrow sort of thing. I enjoyed doing it, but I feel like this is, again, another step along. When you listen to mainstream radio, which was one of the things I was trying to get into when I was making this, you realize that there were other shows already playing this stuff and perhaps inserting just a little bit more into what was required. I feel like sometimes I felt like an old voice constantly, even though to the older listeners, I felt like I was a young voice. It was a confusing time, but I'm glad to have at least experimented and continued in some way with the pop show.
Dyer's Daily.